You hear all the bull about diet and exercise.
Carbs are evil.
Do more cardio.
Never eat bread or cookies again.
Just do a juice cleanse.
We get it. We fell for all of the BS too.
It's time to go right to the source with the truth about how to live a healthy, sustainable lifestyle. I am Liz.
And I'm Becca. We are your nutrition educators, and this is The Food Code. I'm all about New Year's resolutions because, you know, there's like that one in 10 that it changes their life. And I'm for the one in 10 people.
Yeah.
You know, of course I wish it was more, but like, I'd rather take one out of 10 instead of 0 out of 10. So
Yeah. Go
for it, guys. Go to change your life.
And learn some things, you know, it's not going to be perfect, but you'll learn a lot of things along the way. Like if I was thinking about that this morning, if I had to redo my journey, I would redo every bit of it. Every step of it, because if it was just handed to me, I wouldn't have learned anything. I wouldn't have grown as a person, you know? So,
totally.
And I think that is, you know, perfect for what we're talking about today, because along the way of working to improve yourself and working to improve your health and become the best version of you, you are going to have to let go of some of the bad habits that you have and realize that even if you've been diagnosed with something, you can't use that as your crutch. You can't blame that as the thing that keeps you stuck, because there's a lot of people that thrive with autoimmune. There's a lot of people that reverse type 2 diabetes. There's a lot of people that improve their cholesterol before they have to go on statins. There's a lot of people that heal their gut health and their digestive issues. And the difference between people that do and that don't is that they're willing to put in the work.
Yeah. And I think that people that don't take it as an identity, like, how many people have we talked to that like, oh, I can't do that because I have hypothyroidism, or I can't do that because I have PCOS, or I can't do that because I got in a car accident 30 years ago and it injured my knee. Like, you've had 30 years to improve your knee. We should have taken some time and done something about it, guys. Like, believe me, I've had 2 massive surgeries. I've torn my ACL and I've ruptured my Achilles. Both were year plus recoveries. Thriving with them, guys. There are things that you can basically fix and moderate to where they do not impact your life as much as you think they should. And something that I think I was thinking about as we were kind of preparing for this podcast today, a lot of times the thing that holds people back is how long that it's going to take. So for example, like, you guys know this, the body can change a lot faster than it took you to get to that negative place, but not at the pace that you want. For example, if you took, say you've gained weight over the past 10 years, you know, you're holding on to weight that you've gained and it's accumulated over the past 10 years, or you've started to develop gut issues, or you developed an autoimmunity 3 or 5 years ago, like whatever it is. If you get relentlessly committed to changing things, you could probably do a lot in just a year. But people want that shit in like a month. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh no, I want to lose all the weight that I gained over the past 10 years in like the next 3 weeks. And how many times have we heard people say like, well, I need to see some type of quick results because otherwise I'm not going to be motivated. How many times have I heard that on a consult or something like that? But if I told you, guess what? We could probably help you in 10% of the time that it took you to get to where you are. That sounds like a pretty sweet deal. Like, it's only going to take me 10% of the time that it took me to get to where I am. But then when we apply it to our life, people are like, oh, no. I can't be that patient. I can't wait a year, even though it's taken us 10 years to get to where we are. And I think that is probably the biggest problem that holds people back. We cannot be patient.
Yeah. And people have been misled by advertisements, by social media, by diet culture to believe that there is a quick fix. That no matter what you've done in the last 10 years, all of the shit food that you've eaten, all of the toxins that you put into your body, whether it's from alcohol or sugar or processed foods or whatever it is, that you can just decide that you want to change and all of a sudden your body should just cooperate and magically work in the way that you want and drop all of this weight in 30 days. And again, I think a lot of it is because people see advertisements, detox teas, pills, who the hell knows what else is out there, right? I've even seen the breathalyzer test that shows you your metabolism, how fast it's working and what foods are better or worse, all of the different let's say the new technology, right? And the new devices. And they think that that's going to be the thing that helps them. When the reality is anything that you decide to do or anything that you decide to take may or may not help if you don't fix the shit that you do day in and day out. How you expose yourself to different toxins. What are you cooking with? What are you breathing in your homes? What are you putting on your skin? What are you putting on your hair? All those things matter and people don't realize that, right? Even when we look at health foods in the stores, let's think like Primal Kitchen, for example. Love their products. They're a lot healthier than a lot of other things on the shelf. They're still a processed food. They still have additives. They still have preservatives. They still have ingredients that are known as carcinogens. Like, they have to use those things if we want to have shelf-stable food. So I get it. But at the end of the day, how many people eat primarily things that are in a box that have a label that they can scan? It's better for MyFitnessPal, right? Better for your tracking accuracy. Instead of putting in some effort and shopping the perimeter of the grocery store, eat one ingredient whole foods. Source your foods from local farmers. Spend the money on organic, grass-fed beef, right? Chicken, things that are really, really nourishing. Eat organ meats, maybe. That's a wild concept for a lot of people, right?
I have not dove into that just yet.
I'm learning to make a liver pate. I just have to find the source of the liver. But it's on my radar to do. And I actually used to eat liver. My grandma loved liver. I think it was...
I like liver worse. I don't think liverwurst is...
I don't think that counts. I don't think that counts. I actually did have liver at Thanksgiving. My sister had some liver from some sort of meat that she was making. And she had it. She was going to give it to the dogs. And I was like, let me try it. It didn't taste that good, but it was also just in the skillet. I mean, it needs to have some seasoning. But anyways, the point there being is like, let's get back to our roots, right? What did our ancestors do? They hunted. They gathered. They ate animals. They ate seeds, they ate plants, right? They grew their own crops. And instead, we just want that instant gratification. Let me run through McDonald's drive-through, pop in some fake chicken nuggets for the kids. You know, like at the end of the day, we have to realize that everything that is in our culture today, almost everything, I should say, is the reason why we're all so unhealthy.
Yeah. And I think that what we see a lot of is people trying to medicate or supplement their way out of something that they behaved their way into. So you guys, this is about to be really brutally honest. There are a lot of things that may seem like adverse things in our life that we were like dealt a crappy hand, but in reality we have caused them. So what do I mean by that? Let us preface this first and say there are some things that we may be genetically predisposed to. Thyroid conditions, autoimmune disorders, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. There are a lot of things that just like run in families. And that is the reality. But that does not mean that these are your destiny. How you choose to act in terms of supporting your health with exercise, nutrition, sleep, and stress hygiene play a huge role in how these things play out. We don't mean to sound like rude here, but there are likely things that you have done with your behavior that have driven hypothyroidism, that have driven acid reflux, that have driven insulin resistance or an unhealthy weight. And unfortunately, what we try to do is we try to take the elevator to fixing it versus the 30-floor staircase that's probably the actual thing that we need to do to fix it. Like, I know that Liz can speak to this. She deals with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, and I mean, you can talk about what led to that.
Absolutely. So when I look back at my childhood, when I was first diagnosed with children's rheumatoid arthritis, we're not actually sure what caused that. Yeah. I actually came home from kids camp and they thought that I'd gotten bit by something because we were rolling down the hill and playing and stuff like that. But I went through extensive testing. They tested me for Lyme's. They tested me for all kinds of different stuff, landed with the diagnosis of children's RA. Either way, whatever it was an inflammatory response, right? Mm-hmm. And looking back at the types of foods that I grew up eating. Again, I've talked about this before. Like, there were times in my life where we were eating very clean. We were going to the health food store and we were eating all these weird tasting things, including tofu tacos. But there were also times we were at Steak and Shake, at Denny's. You know, we were eating hamburger helper. We were eating tuna helper. We were eating toaster strudels, right? Pop-tarts, pastries, cereals. They are bomb. But all of those things, they were processed. They were very, very unhealthy. And so, you know, that did, when I got diagnosed with children's rheumatoid arthritis, that did change some of the things, you know, from there on out that we ate, things that, you know, we didn't eat anymore and stuff like that. We went towards more unprocessed foods and things like that. It was never perfect though. Like to the point we even had, I don't know if anybody out there remembers this, but the peanut butter and jelly that was together in the jar. And it didn't Goobers. Need to be refrigerated. Yeah, goober. Mm-hmm. And so my childhood intake definitely didn't, you know, lead to good, high quality health. There was a lot of things I'm sure that were working against me because of the types of foods that I consumed. And then fast forward, right, I went through Weight Watchers for a period of time in college, trying to get the weight off. I did it in a very unhealthy way. I used a lot of processed smart ones. I used a lot of packaged things, trying to keep my points low. I went to the gym twice a day. I was overtraining, under eating in that scenario. And, you know, during different periods of time of college, I was drinking like a fish, eating like an asshole, right? We'd order Gumby sticks at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, just not healthy things. Like I was either on one end of the spectrum or the other end of the spectrum again here in terms of I was dieting and being extreme, or I was putting my face into pizza and all the booze. And so none of those things, you know, supported long-term health, right? And longevity. And I truly believe that a lot of those habits, a lot of the processed food, a lot of the junk that I used to eat, high carbohydrates, high sugar, led me to have hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's. Again, turned on that gene and that trigger for having a second autoimmune condition. And the only reason that I feel so good today is because I spent the time necessary to take that 30-foot staircase, mm-hmm. right? Or the 30-floor staircase. And I went through a year-long gut healing process. I worked with a functional medicine doctor, went back to school for this stuff, studied a lot about it. And I was on a lot of different supplements and protocols at that time. I had a lot of heavy metal toxicity as well as I was going through the gut healing protocol, a lot of neurological work that I actually saw a doctor twice a week, and we would do different eye movements to kind of re-regulate things in the brain. Like there was a lot of work that had to be done, including going on a autoimmune protocol in terms of all of the inflammatory foods getting out of the diet, right? No processed foods, no dairy, no gluten, no soy, no alcohol, no sugar, no eggs for a period of time, no nuts, no seeds, no legumes, no little beans. Like all of these things were kind of at different points in time, but it was a very restrictive protocol. It was basically fruits, vegetables, and high quality meats and a ton of water and a lot of lifestyle changes in terms of getting into the gym consistently, walking and moving my body, not stress eating and eating chocolate chip cookies and eating anytime I was having a bad day at Target, or, you know, going to get a Starbucks latte that's filled with 55 grams of sugar at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like there was a lot of things that I had to do to go through that. And yes, I am on a T4, T3 medication, but I don't struggle with any of the symptoms that I used to struggle with. But here's what I will tell you. That medication wasn't going to fix anything if I didn't change.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is the bottom line of this, is like, we cannot out-medicate or out-supplement behavior. And we have to take the time to heal the body. Like that is foundational. We have to create awareness around our bodies. We have to feel our body. We have to learn. We have to process things. We have to grow. And it's necessary to heal. We cannot just ignore and medicate. Like it doesn't work like that. Medications are not that simple, guys. Usually our dysfunction is much deeper rooted than the symptoms themselves. There is more than just that surface level symptom you feel. So for example, a lot of times people will complain of like poor energy, maybe weight gain, constipation, cold hands and feet. A lot of these things can be traced to a hypothyroidism diagnosis. That's not necessarily the root cause of the issue though. We think level thyroxine, we think armor medication, we think these things are going to solve our problem, but we don't address the fact that like hypothyroidism and the symptoms that you're feeling are from something else that is deeper rooted. Mm-hmm. Your diet plays a role, your movement or lack of movement plays a role. And honestly, guys, the level thyroxine, which is a T4 technically medication, which is a certain type of thyroid hormone, might not be the issue. Mm-hmm. It may be your hypothalamus, which is up the chain of command, that is not properly creating TRH, which is thyroid releasing hormone. And then that impacts TSH. Or You might have a liver issue that, or a gut issue where you're not converting T4 into active form of T3, or it may be types of food that are creating higher levels of inflammation. Like, this is why some people don't see improvement when they go on medication, or why they're constantly having to adjust their medications. Like, they haven't changed anything else. And we just think that this is just going to be this magic pill that works for us. Same things happen with hormones. Like, people think, I have estrogen dominance, or I have these symptoms of estrogen dominance, like PMS, or, you know, inflammation, really bad periods, or weight gain in the belly. I'll just take Chasferi. I'll just take this detox hormone to get my estrogen flushed out of my body, right? Like, we talk, I feel like we use those terms. Like, I'm just going to take this supplement. It's going to bind to all my estrogen and it's going to get rid of it. Like, no. Why do we have high estrogen? Is it because progesterone's low? That could have to do with stress. That could have to do with PCOS, hypothyroidism. Again, see the connections here? Like, we often see hormonal imbalances related to thyroid issues. It's not one or the other. It's other things that are underlying these issues, guys. So we understand that it's hard. Medications seem like a really convincing option. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get to just take this pill. That helps. Yep. Oh, that's going to fix my problem. I don't have to do anything else. I'm now on this supplement. I'm now on this medication. I don't have to change anything else, right? Yeah.
Or like people who get diagnosed with type 2, right? And they're like, well, I have to go on insulin. And that's just going to mean that I can eat anything that I want because I've got the insulin now, you know? And it's funny because I don't know if I've ever shared this on the podcast. And it's a friend of mine that I actually roomed with after college. She had type 1. And I know she went through her own healing journey because for a long time she had the, you know, mindset that if I've got my insulin pump on me at all times, you know, whenever it gives me an alert, I just inject myself with more insulin and I can keep eating, you know, the things that are yummy and delicious until she couldn't anymore. And the doctors are like, we can't give you more insulin. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to start exercising. You have to change the types of foods that you are consuming. And unfortunately for a lot of people, they just think that this medication is just going to fix everything, right? My statin's going to fix my cholesterol. Is your statin actually fixing your bad cholesterol? Do you know how statins work, right? We've talked about that before in other podcasts. Is your PPI actually fixing the root cause issue to your GERD and acid reflux? No, it's masking it. It's band-aiding it. So instead of continuing to look for what the band-aid is going to be so that you can sweep some of these symptoms under the rug for a little while, why don't you look at starting to find the root cause and fixing the root cause issues. If you want to live a long and healthy life, you have to start changing the behaviors that you are taking day in and day out. Mm-hmm. You can't just keep eating highly processed food, trans fats, inflammatory foods, alcohol, whatever it is that you are eating every single day that you may not even realize, right? That's one thing is a lot of people don't realize just how poor quality their diet is because they've been led to believe, well, it's just all about the calories. It's not all about the calories. It's about the nutrients in those calories. Is your body able to utilize the energy that it is given from food to function optimally, to build your cells, to create the hormones that we need, to get into, you know, the places of the body that need that support, right? Like if we can't get the energy into the cells to build the body up, your body isn't going to function optimally, right? We see this more than just insulin resistance. You can see it with a conversion issue from T4 to T3. If there's a block there, we call these like metabolic clogs, and you're not able to convert that T4 to T3, you can be on all the level thyroxine that you want and that T4 support, but nothing's going to change. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to be able to, you know, change what is causing these metabolic clogs, like unclog the drain. If your body isn't detoxifying properly, you got to unclog the drain, right? It's just different drains.
Water out of the tub. We can't just get a bucket and just try to scoop the water out of the tub. We need to get the drain unclogged so that the faucet isn't overflowing the tub constantly. That is what medications and supplements do. They're basically just kind of, they might touch symptoms in a good world. They can cover some symptoms. But like Liz was saying, it's the underlying issue. If you want to reverse symptoms, if you want to feel better, you guys, that stuff takes time. And like, to be totally honest, if you are in a place where your health is compromised, you don't feel great, you have a lot of symptoms, you are going to continue to run in this vicious circle of trying the quick fixes, trying the supplements, trying the quick diets, and ending up in the same place, probably honestly in a worse place every time. You can't, they don't actually help until you realize that it is a foundational thing. Coming back to your body and a healing place is not easy. Like Liz said, it took her over a year to really get truly to a place where like she was able to then move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because what a lot of people don't realize is they think healing is going to be like this rainbows and sunshine. I'm just going to feel progressively better. I'm just going to see, you know, once I heal all of this, then I'm just going to continue to lose weight. No, like you guys, there's a lot of ups and downs in healing processes, and that's just the truth of it. And the problem is that we are not connected to our bodies. We are not connected to how they feel. We are not connected to what foods do to them. Like on our group call with our clients today, one of the best things is one of our clients was like, you know, I'm actually starting to notice like what foods make me feel certain ways. Mm-hmm. Like most people do not pay attention to those things. They do not pay attention to I'm bloated. I wonder what caused this. Or, oh, I just had diarrhea. I wonder what caused this. Or I haven't gone to the bathroom in 3 days. I wonder why. Like we do not have that connection to our bodies in today's world because today is constant go, 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 stress, too many things going on. We don't have time to listen to our bodies, right? We just need the fastest fuel. Give me a coffee. I don't have time for breakfast. And then we go on with our day wondering why we crash and burn. We need to understand that healing is not always about doing more either. It's not about taking more supplements. Mm-hmm. It's about creating this awareness around the body and finding what opportunities we have to change within the body. The awareness is the necessary key to not only healing, but then progressing and maintaining that progress. And I think that is the biggest differentiator between people that see long-term success with healing journeys or just with journeys in general, health, weight loss, whatever they might be. The people that are in tune with their bodies and listen to their bodies and know how they respond to certain foods, how they respond to stress, how they respond to exercise, those are the people that maintain, because what that does is it allows you long-term to notice when you start slipping. And what most people do is they do a quick fix diet. They do a quick 30-day thing. And then they hope that everything's going to be solved and they can just go back to their normal life and they fall back into old behaviors without realizing what's driving you to see, you know, your progress diminishing again. Instead, I have these great habits in place. When I start not sleeping enough, I feel like crap. When I start letting too much processed food come into place, I start getting more bloated. Like people don't connect those things. Mm-hmm. I have that connection with my body. I can see those things happening. I can catch myself. So does Liz. So that is what we teach our clients. We teach our clients to self-correct, because when you can self-identify, have that self-awareness and self-correct, you're golden.
Yep.
You can manage stress. You can manage these different phases of life and you can manage maintaining progress that you get. But the problem is people don't want to be aware, because being aware is hard.
Being aware is really, really hard. The other thing that I would add into that is, you know, when we say healing is not about doing more, for some people that are really, really struggling with symptoms, you might need to scale back the intensity of your workouts. You might need to scale back the intensity of your calorie deficits, right? Like, because I know there's a lot of people listening right now who are like, I've just tried everything. You know, I've done all the 1200 calorie diets. I've starved myself. I've gone to the gym. And there's a reason why your body is holding on to weight. And that is because you need to heal before you can earn the right to diet, right? And I know we talked about reverse dieting last week. For some people, you might need to go through that reverse diet. You might need to slow down the intensity of the things that you're doing. You might need to say no to things and start resting more, prioritizing that sleep hygiene routine that Becca talked about, getting sunlight in the morning, getting into bed on time every single night, like 7 days a week, getting your circadian rhythm balanced, like building your body up and taking away as much stress as you possibly can. And the beautiful thing about this is like on the other side of a healing journey, like even though I live a mostly gluten-free life, I can still have things now and then. Like we have, you know, our homemade cinnamon rolls or homemade pizza now and then. I can have those things in moderation, in small amounts, and I feel fine. I don't have the digestive backlash that I had before. I don't have the back aches and the things like that, as long as I have it in those small doses and I don't let it become a slippery slide into home base where it's turned into gluten returning 100% of the time, right? And there's other people with Hashimoto's who will tell you the same thing. Other coaches in our industry that work specifically with women for their Hashimoto's and reversing and getting into remission. She posted something last week. It was our friend Leah that we had on our podcast. She posted something last week about gluten and how she can have small doses of gluten. And that's the amazing part. It, you know, is exciting for us when we can do those things and not have backlash. Whereas for somebody else, no. You don't get to have the gluten while you go through the healing journey. It's not a 90-10 type thing. Until you have really turned things around and gotten your body to a place that it is functioning well, that it is not constantly stressed, feeling like it's being chased by a bear, and that you can have good energy. You can go to the bathroom every day. You can have nourishment and actually absorb that nourishment from the foods that you're consuming. Then you can start to moderate some of these things in. So the healing journey is hard. But at the end of the day, if you do it strategically and you get ruthlessly committed, like we talk about with everything on our podcast, you can turn this around. And then the rest of your life, you can learn to live in a way that, you know, allows you to enjoy things from time to time, but that keeps you feeling good and thriving and living happy instead of being in this place where you think that bloating is normal. You think brain fog is normal. You think your hair loss, your fatigue, your insomnia, low sex drive. Like, we can go on all day with these symptoms, right? Those things aren't normal.
The Food Code Podcast is brought to you by Fit Mom Lifestyle. If you're interested in our individualized coaching that we always talk about and how we may be able to help you, like we help our clients in accomplishing optimal health and losing weight and achieving their goals, you can click the link in the show notes and you can actually schedule a free 15 to 20 minute call with either of us. We would love to talk to you.
I think the big thing too here is that I'll be honest, like, and maybe, you know, our clients, our listeners, they might not know the population that we know. Any of the great coaches that we know this. The people that are trying to sell you the medications, that are trying to sell you the supplements, likely don't, it's a quick fix, guys. That's how they advertise it. That's how they sell it. And although what we are preaching right now, and we always have preached and will continue to preach, it's not sexy. We're not going to lie to our clients. We're not going to lie to our population. This is the truth. This is the honest truth. If you have actual disorders, if you have symptoms like this, there is no quick fix. There is no easy way out. And I'll be honest, you don't want the easy way out, because then you will likely go straight back to your old behaviors. If you take the actions that are necessary, you take the healing process, you will so much more appreciate the results that you get from it and understand why it was necessary. Like Liz said, and I will say the same thing. I wouldn't take back anything that I've done in my life. Everything that has happened, every injury that I've had, the adrenal issues that I've had, the hormonal issues I've had, the infertility that we've dealt with, like all of those things have taught me so much about my body to be able to understand how I function best and what my body needs. Without those things, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have the knowledge. I wouldn't have the ease that I feel I have with nutrition now, that I have with my exercise and my lifestyle. I wouldn't have that without all of those processes. And so if you're in a place where you're in that maybe starting point that Liz and I were in, where you feel depleted, you feel frustrated, you feel like lost of what to do, just know that this journey ahead of you, one, find guidance. This is how we help our clients. We help them through these healing journeys. Or go to a doctor, go to a naturopath, go to someone you feel comfortable with. Whoever it is, find someone that is qualified to help you with that and is willing to listen to you. That is the number one thing I think is necessary. If your doctor is making you feel crazy, find another doctor. But two, know that the journey ahead of you is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. And look at it that way. Because when we can learn about our bodies and what they need and how they function best, you can thrive the rest of your life. Instead, people try to out-medicate, they try to out-supplement, and they end up miserable. They end up creating more problems, usually more symptoms, more medications down the line. And then we kind of accept it over time. People just accept, oh, this is just how it is. This is how I am. This is my miserable life. We don't want that. We don't want that for people. We don't want it for our clients. We don't want it for anyone. And so if you're struggling, try to shift the perspective, shift the narrative, know that there is healing opportunity. You just have to be willing to go out and get it. It's not going to come from a pill. It's not going to come from some random supplement that you found on, you know, scrolling Facebook at 3 a.m. It's not there.
Yeah.
You have to do the work.
Yep. And just to leave you guys with, you know, one more kind of thought here. So Becca was talking about like shift the perspective. One of the biggest things that I had to look at and evaluate is instead of being bitter about this, like where I was a little bit bitter. I was a little bit angry. I was a little bit frustrated. Like, gosh, this sucks. Why me? But instead I chose to shift that into this is going to make me better. So instead of being bitter, focus on how you can become better every single day because you're going to learn a lot in this journey. It's going to push you. It's going to challenge you in different ways than you have ever even imagined, but you're going to come out better for it on the other side. So if you guys need help, you know where to find us. Link is in the show notes. And if this resonated with you, please share it with a friend. Tag us on Instagram. That's the way that we grow this podcast of ours that is sponsored by Fit Mom Lifestyle, our own company. So that would mean the world to us if this resonated with you, if you know somebody who's struggling, if you know somebody who is, you know, being faced with some health issues and maybe they haven't been able to find help from their doctors or the doctors are just pushing medication after medication, have them reach out. We would love to chat and share how we can help them improve their life. And with that, have a great day. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening to The Food Code. If this episode resonated with you, please share, rate, and review as this helps us reach others around the world. With that, thank you for listening. We'll be back soon. Love you guys.